KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have a partly to mostly cloudy sky, 40 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly sunny today with a high of 58. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In local news, one person was transported to the Cass County Memorial Hospital following a two-vehicle accident Thursday evening on Atlantic's far east side. According to dispatch reports, the accident happened at around 5 p.m. near the school bus barn on Highway 6. Fuel was reportedly leaking from one of the vehicles, and the road was said to have been blocked for a time. No other details are currently available. We expect more information a little bit later on this morning. Red Oak police report two arrests, and one of them occurred early this morning. 27-year-old Kalina Nicole Dawn Potts of Red Oak was arrested today for driving while suspended. Potts was being held at the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on a $300 bond. And yesterday afternoon at around 4:20, Red Oak police arrested 16-year-old Heath Woods of Red Oak after officers were called to the Red Oak High School with regard to an incident of harassment. Following an investigation, Woods was taken into custody and charged with harassment in the third degree, a simple misdemeanor. He was cited into juvenile court and then released at the custody of his parents. A man from eastern Iowa was charged with public intoxication early Thursday morning in Audubon County. Sheriff's officials say 20-year-old Marcus Glenn Hoig of Cedar Rapids was arrested at around 1:30 a.m. following an investigation into an incident in Kimbleton. Hoig was brought to the Audubon County Jail and held on $300 bond. A Creston man was arrested early Thursday morning. 29-year-old Nicholas Wilkinson was taken into custody on a charge of third-degree sexual abuse. Wilkinson was being held at the Union County Jail on $10,000 bond. Four teens from Audubon County were transported to the Audubon County Hospital Wednesday afternoon following a rollover accident northwest of Audubon. The Sheriff's Department said Thursday that a 2001 PT Cruiser driven by 15-year-old Jordan David Flifflet of Audubon was traveling south on Goldfinch Avenue at a high rate of speed Wednesday when the teen came upon a northbound tractor pulling harvest equipment. Flifflet attempted to pull to the right in order to avoid a collision but lost control of the vehicle. The car entered the west ditch and rolled three times, coming to rest on its top. Flifflet and his passengers, 13-year-olds Nicholas Wilson of Audubon and Rebecca Anderson of Exira, along with 15-year-old Ashley Bechtold of Audubon, were all transported to the hospital. Damage from the crash, which happened at around 3:30 p.m. Wednesday, amounted to $10,000. Flifflet was charged with failure to maintain control and violation of his minor school driver's license. Police in Audubon are warning residents there to lock their vehicles. In the past several weeks, and as recent as Thursday morning, a few vehicles in the city of Audubon had been entered, and items such as wallets, purses, checkbooks, and loose change was stolen. All of the vehicles that were entered were unlocked. Officials say the suspect in the Thursday morning thefts wore a black hooded sweatshirt and black sweatpants. The only other description of the suspect is that they are of medium build. The incident in question happened at around 6 a.m. on the 200 block of Scott Street in Audubon. Police are asking residents there not to leave personal items in their vehicle and to keep them locked. If anyone has any information regarding the incidents, you're asked to contact the Audubon Police Department at 712-563-2500. A special investigation from the state auditor's office found the former Monona County auditor had misused the county credit card. The investigation began after former auditor Brooke Coleman was arrested on July 29th of 2013 for possessing methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. Deputy State Auditor Tammy Kujan said that Coleman routinely did not report for work after her arrest, and other employees took over her duties and found some issues, and then asked for the audit.
We identified over $8,000 of improper credit card charges and late fees associated with that credit card.
She says Coleman used the card to buy things for her personal use.
There were a lot of convenience store purchases, retail vendors. There were some purchases at the Winnebago's casino, and I think there were some like Apple iTunes, those kind of things.
Other purchases on the Monona County credit card included $100 debit cards from Walmart. There are also late fees totaling nearly $1,100. Kujan said the county had guidelines that were to limit how that card was used.
There were minimal approved usages of it, and in this case, it was mainly for gas-type charges, or, in fact, the county did not use it for like meals and things, which, you know, some of those type of things we did find on the credit card.
The audit also found that a personal check was sent to the credit card company.
The former county auditor's family did pay a large portion of the improper items. They did make a payment to the credit card company of over $8,000.
Petitions were submitted to the County Board of Supervisors for Coleman's removal from office, but were withdrawn after she resigned on December 11th of 2013. The audit shows Coleman entered a written plea of guilty to possession of a controlled substance on December 30th and was sentenced to 2 days in jail and fined $315. Kujan said the audit recommends the county ensure the monthly credit card statements are delivered to and reviewed by a staff member who does not have access to a county credit card in order to prevent future abuse. Copies of the report have been filed with the Division of Criminal Investigation, the Monona County Attorney's Office, and the Attorney General's Office. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, John Crandall, age 56, of Manning, died last Friday at his home. A memorial service for John Crandall will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Community of Christ Church in Denison. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Mary Moylan, age 94, of Panora, died Tuesday at Panora Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Mary Moylan will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Cecilia's Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Lucille Tiny Ann Schmidt, age 75, of Harlan, died Tuesday at Mertu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Lucille Schmidt will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. George F. Studelberg, age 84, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at his home. A celebration of life service for George Studelberg will be Monday at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Nona Endress, age 92, of Greenfield, died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Graveside services for Nona Endress will be on Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Evelyn Joint, age 89, of Stewart, died Sunday at the Stewart Community Care Center. No services are planned at this time for Evelyn Joint. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is assisting the family. Bernard Fay, age 96, of Knoxville and formerly of the Adair and Anita areas, died Wednesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Bernard Fay will be on Monday at 1:30 at the First United Presbyterian Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair is in charge of the arrangements. And Randall Randy Stoles, age 63, of Erling, died Wednesday in Harlan. Funeral services for Randy Stoles are currently pending at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.